In Baghdad today, an American soldier pled guilty to abusing inmates at the Abu Ghraib prison. Army Specialist Armin Cruz is the second soldier convicted so far and the first from military intelligence. Until now, the scandal is focused mainly on the role of prison guard reservists. Cruz admitted to maltreatment and conspiracy to maltreat prisoners. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering the court-martial in Baghdad and joins us now. Peter, what happened today?
Well, Armin Cruz is a 24-year-old Cuban-American from Plano, Texas. He walked into the courtroom, which is actually a conference room in the Baghdad Convention Center, with his two attorneys. He answered questions from the military judge, Colonel James Pohl. Cruz had previously struck a plea agreement with prosecutors. He pleaded guilty to the two charges you mentioned, but that wasn't quite all. Under the court rules, he's required to explain in his own words just what he did and why he should be convicted. He told the judge he was awakened by another soldier who invited him to see the military police disciplining some Iraqi detainees one night. He said he arrived in the cell block to see three prisoners taken from their cells. Cruz said he and others ordered the men to strip, forced them to crawl across the floor naked, handcuffed them together. In various reports, Cruz has been linked with other abuses, including prisoners being forced to simulate sex acts. Cruz told the court today that the inmates had no intelligence value that he was aware of. In fact, they weren't even being interrogated on any subject having anything to do with the fight against the insurgents in Iraq. He said they were accused of sexually assaulting another prisoner, and they were being punished for that. When it came time to mount his defense, Cruz's attorney offered videotaped testimony and others who said that Cruz had been traumatized by a mortar attack earlier in the year that had killed a friend of his. They said he'd asked for psychological counseling but wasn't given any. The judge deliberated for about 15 minutes. He came back and handed down a sentence of 8 months in jail, reduction in rank, and a bad conduct discharge. Under the rules of the special court-martial, that's slightly less than the maximum sentence he could have received.
So what are the implications now for future courts martial coming out of Abu Ghraib? I believe there are about six on the docket.
Well, on one level, Cruz will help the prosecutors. He's agreed to testify against at least some of these other defendants, and he was linked in this particular case with two others. On the other hand, the larger question is whether these were just soldiers following orders, as some of the other defendants have claimed, or rogue elements acting on their own, as the Pentagon and the White House say. Cruz appears to come down on the latter side of that question. He said no one told him to rough any prisoners up, no one ordered him to do this, and he took responsibility for his own mistakes.
How are these proceedings being covered in the Iraqi media?
There were some Iraqi reporters there today, and most of the Iraqi and Arab media will mention this. But as we found when we were asking in May when these trials began, many Iraqis weren't that surprised by the Abu Ghraib pictures that stunned so many of the rest of us. They'd been hearing all along stories of abuse that bad and much worse by word of mouth throughout the military occupation. And they are glad soldiers are being held accountable, but the many Iraqis, frankly, would like to see a much harsher punishment.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.